My name is Mary. I'm here again back with you all to share some important information to you. And today again with me is Hannah. Hello, Hannah.
Hi, Mary. Good to be back in the studio.
Yes, good to be back again. So we've been discussing and talking about an important topic called love and relationships, because February full of love. We have concentrated on many aspects and we spoke about many things. We've been getting feedbacks and writings from a lot of people, emails we have got. So also considering those emails and the feedbacks which we have got, we will discuss another aspect of the same topic, love and relationships. So when we talk about love and relationships, what is the initial step of getting into that relationship? I hope you all must be guessing what it is. It's nothing but dating.
Yes.
So we will talk about dating. What is dating right? And what are the boundaries that one has to set up when someone is trying to date another person? Or what exactly is dating? Are we taking this dating in a wrong manner? Or how exactly it has to be portrayed and how it can be taken in a right way. We'll discuss about that. So before that, in case if you have any questions or feedbacks, or if you want to hear from us or for any counseling programs, please write to us at info@fibaonline.org, or you can also call us at 9163642521 64. You can also WhatsApp us. So we are here to listen from you. We'll be glad to talk to you. Getting into the topic, dating right. So Hannah, when we are talking about dating right, what exactly is dating?
Dating is a very common phrase. They say, yes, I'm dating this person.
Mm-hmm.
So to understand what is dating, it can mean a lot of things. Mm-hmm. You know, when we talk to young people, say we are hanging out,
okay,
or we are hooking up with this person. Mm-hmm. So what does it exactly mean? I'm dating a guy or I'm mm-hmm. dating this girl. So we need to unpack it and
yeah.
see what it means in this context and in this scenario, in this day and age which we are in. Dating is, it basically is the intention
mm-hmm.
behind it. So when you're saying you're hanging around with someone or you're hooking up with someone,
yeah. mm-hmm.
it's that time frame, you know. Mm-hmm. So dating, the intention of dating is actually to get to know the other person.
Yeah.
It could be the guy or it could be the girl. But you're intentionally, you are meeting again and mm-hmm. again periodically mm-hmm. to get to know a person. Mm-hmm. So I feel that is what is dating. It's not just hanging around.
Yeah.
Not just going to a coffee day, mm-hmm. Having coffee and coming mm-hmm. back and then, you mm-hmm. know, just leaving it off. Or it's not just something that's random.
Mm-hmm.
But you're intentionally wanting to get to know the other person.
Other person.
So you may go on a couple of dates.
Yeah.
You know, to talk and to get to know how the person is, who is he, and mm-hmm. what are his likes and dislikes.
Mm-hmm.
So that's dating.
Most of the people will take that dating word in a different manner. I think this is the time that we have to, give the right definition of what exactly a dating mean, what exactly it is. So when we speak about dating in a lot of conversations mm-hmm. or when we think about it, most of the people misunderstand that to be a relationship
mm-hmm.
or most of the people take that as, okay, if we are dating, yes, that is the thing which we have to, you know, take it further
mm-hmm.
or something. But dating is not a relationship, mm-hmm. I somehow feel.
Mm-hmm.
And that's fact. Dating is not a relationship.
Mm-hmm.
It's before relationship, before you stepping into that relationship, it's something to get to know each other. And that certainly has some boundaries.
Yes.
So some healthy boundaries are bound to that.
Mm-hmm.
And I think everyone has to know what are those boundaries and how far you have to take the dating thing further.
Yes.
So when we are talking about dating and the boundaries, can we just talk about some important boundaries or the setups that we have to follow when someone is dating someone?
So basically you like the person,
mm-hmm.
you're attracted to him or her, and you're trying to get to know the person better. But as we have been consistently saying on our programs, that we need to exercise some caution, some precaution, and have a checklist. You can be aware of what you need to do and what you don't need to do. So
exactly.
In the terms of boundaries, I always believe and I've always heard and I've also been told, if you're meeting someone, meet someone in a crowded place.
Public place.
Meet the person in a coffee shop.
Yeah.
Or meet the person in a hotel or a restaurant.
Yeah.
You know, it's always good. It is always good to be around people and group. Yeah, that's one of the main things, you know, that has been told to me also a couple of times, that we need to meet in a place where people are and you can have a chat or you can have a coffee and get to know the person.
Absolutely. So that's one of the things which we can follow while you are dating. And yes, examining the emotions when you're dating someone, it's very important to examine your emotions, to know your emotions, whether they are healthy towards that person or unhealthy. You have to examine those emotions. Before even examining your emotions, if you feel that you're unable to sleep thinking about that person, or if the day is not just going without thinking about that person, or something like this, I somehow feel that this is not something, a proper thing, because dating has certain rules. If it is the right thing, yes, it has certain rules. It doesn't jump into the scenario or the relationship directly. If that is jumping directly, then that means I somehow feel that that doesn't last longer.
There is a purpose for dating. Ultimate end purpose is that you want to have a committed relationship.
Yeah.
And when you say committed, it could lead into marriage.
Yeah.
Yeah. So just being on the surface level on emotions is not good, but you are intentionally going on dates so that you may, or you think, okay, there is a possibility of me finding a committed relationship in this person.
Think about first that there is a purpose, and constantly remembering that purpose while you're dating a person is very important. If that purpose backs off and then your emotions overtake that purpose, then ultimately that leads to a toxic thing. So and that might even lead to a toxic relationship.
And in the beginning, if you don't find that it is going anywhere positive, especially towards what you intended to be, then you can actually move on. You don't need to continue on that relationship.
It doesn't mean you are in a relationship. There is a purpose for the dating, and you are setting some boundaries and you're getting to know that person. And there are certain things that you have to follow while you're dating a person. First thing is setting the boundaries and what to speak and what not to talk during dating. It's not always you rushing into that particular thing. Dating is getting to know what person he is. There are stages, like you getting to know about exactly that person likes, and while you're speaking, how is that person talking, comfortable or not comfortable. And later comes when you step a little deeper, and if you're liking everything of it, then you get into another stage, like getting to know the burdens and the goals of the other person. And that's what is important. It's not the outer appearance that should attract you. Know the goals and the burden the opposite person is carrying. Understanding the character. When you are capable towards each other, I think that's something you can take it further. So that's what it is.
And as much as possible, refrain from getting too physical.
Absolutely.
Maybe on the first date or the second date, when you don't know the person, you know, getting physical, and it's not advisable also.
Here, pursuing clarity is very important. So postpone the intimacy.
Correct.
So pursue the clarity first, postpone the intimacy. That is not the purpose of dating. And that definitely might break your heart afterwards, because that is not the purpose of dating. Your purpose of dating is to get to know each other. It's not getting to know each other physically.
So there are so many different things that build into a beautiful relationship.
Absolutely.
Okay. We are imperfect people. We fall short sometimes. We have our weaknesses.
Yes.
But together, you're journeying together. This is a journey that you want to make together. Not one person single. You're in a relationship, but it's not the I that stands out most. Okay, so you're committed to each other, you're standing together, and you're making this journey together in life. And for this journey, as we mentioned, and I can't stress even more that it's so important that your foundation is strong.
Absolutely.
Yeah, your foundation is strong and your pillars are standing strong and firm. And then we can see a good, healthy relationship, something that people look to.
Absolutely. And Yes. So before you get into the concept of dating, or if you have any thoughts of doing so, your foundation and the pillar should always be strong. Take the help of the Lord before everything. Pursue. Lead a fulfilled life being a single person. Understand the purpose of being single. And then take the help of the Lord. He will help you, and He will help you ignite that love, because love comes from God. So take the help of the Lord. And today we spoke about dating right, and
what is dating,
and what is right dating, and what are the boundaries and pillars, and pillar and foundation. So that's what it is. I hope this talk has helped you very much. If you have any questions or feedbacks, or if you have to write to us for counseling programs, you can write to us to info@fibaonline.org, or also you can WhatsApp us to 916-364-2521-64. Signing off, Mary and Hannah.